Good morning. We are with Karen DeWitt, our Capitol correspondent, live from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Good tired morning, Karen.
Good morning, David. It has been quite a ride already, and it's only day two of the convention.
Well, certainly yesterday overshadowed by the Bernie delegates, and they're not so happy. Bernie, of course, coming out and calling for the election of Hillary as president, and they still want Bernie.
That's right. It started from New York's Bernie Sanders delegates trying to find a room to meet in at the hotel where the New York delegation is, and they couldn't find a room. They kept going to empty rooms, and the hotel staff kept kicking them out. The Democratic State Committee, which is, you know, run by Cuomo and supports Hillary, said, no, we didn't have anything to do with that. The rooms were already rented, and they were asking for it last notice. But there was suspicion about that because I think the Bernie delegates feel really dissed, and especially with the WikiLeaks and the emails. And they just couldn't seem to quiet down when they got to the convention floor, really until Bernie Sanders finally spoke at the last person, and that seemed very cathartic. People were crying, and Bernie gave a great speech, but he did very clearly say, we got to vote for Hillary, and it went over much better than earlier in the day. He was speaking right across the street from where I'm staying, and the delegates just started booing and screaming. They didn't want to support Hillary, so it'll be interesting to see what they do today if they've come around. Somehow I think that they really haven't come around based on their behavior yesterday, but they may not be getting as much attention on national TV at the convention, which I think is what the Hillary Clinton people are really hoping for.
Well, speaking of today, of course, one of your primary roles is to follow the New York delegation at the convention, and we finally got a schedule that shows that Andrew Cuomo will be there today and a speech to that delegation.
That's right. Cuomo likes to keep his schedule close to the vest. It popped up overnight, got it on our emails about 1 a.m., so I'm busily rearranging my schedule today so that I can follow the governor around. He's addressing the delegation at 10 a.m. He's at an LGBT meeting at midday. He's at the Israeli group AIPAC, and then he's at Help USA, which is the homeless group. So these are all causes that he's believed in and been involved in for a while, so he should get quite a good reception. Also going to be attending the convention at the arena at 8 p.m., but we don't really know exactly when he's speaking, other than we know that he does have a speaking role. So does New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, but we really don't have the schedule.
Well, when you know, we'll know, and as always, we appreciate the great work of our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt, live from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Karen, thank you.
You're welcome.